بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. أما بعد، الحمد لله، we are now discussing part 26 of spiritual discourses, and we are focusing on this evil characteristic which lurks in the heart of man, pride. On the sage Wahhab said, when Allah created Adam, he looked to him and said, you are unlawful for every proud man. Muhammad bin Hussein said, whenever something of pride enters into the heart and mind of man, small or great, his wisdom to that proportion is reduced. Suleiman once was asked, is there any sinner whose virtues do not benefit him? He said, a proud man. Let us analyze what these great people have said. So Wahhab says, when Allah created Adam, he looked to him and said, you are unlawful for every proud man. Meaning that a man who is proud, he is not a man, because he is denying the boons and favors Allah has given him, and he thinks he is the one. See, this quality of pride is expressed in which words? When you see a person successful, then he will say, I have reached the position where I am because of my own skills and of my own effort, I have reached that place. So you see a person that he is successful in life, in business, has a flashy car, living in a mansion. What he says? And he's got degrees upon degrees. He's an excellent tradesman. He's a good in his profession. No problem. All these are good. But no sooner he says that, you see, I passed, I got good marks, not by the fazl of Allah or the blessing of Allah. This is all my hard work. This is all because what I did. This is my achievement because of my work. This is my achievement because, you know, I trained myself. I worked hard. And, you know, this is only due to my effort. Well, this word my comes in, egoism comes in. That's why Allah Ta'ala is saying that it is unlawful. Pride is unlawful for a man. Allah created, and when he created, that means he, everything he has given us. So this leads us to a quality that we should have, which is shukr. And if a man does not make shukr daily of what Allah has given, then he becomes one who is denying the favors of Allah. And the whole of Surah Rahman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ فِمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that of which of the favors do you deny? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that more than 80 times in that surah says that, of which of the favors do you deny? Why? Reminding us in the whole of Surah Rahman, that see, everything that I've given you, it's my, Allah ta'ala says it's mine. It's my favor, it's my boons. Everything that you see around, the water that is flowing, the air that is free, the mountain that is standing, the fruit that is bearing, the splitting of the seas and the oceans, and the movement of the waters in the rivers and the oceans, and the height of the mountains, and the creation, and all the creations around us, and the fruits and the seasons, and the rotation and the revolution, and the moving of the earth and the sun, all this is Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us. So anything and everything that we look, that we cannot but say, this is Allah. Allah has given me. It is so easy that humility and sugar will destroy pride, provided that we are ready to accept it. We have to have a mindset that I am wealthy. Don't say this is because of my talent. Don't say this is because of my hard work. Don't say this is because of my toiling. Do not say this is because of my brilliance. You'll find people saying, you see, I'm wealthy because I'm an acute businessman. I'm wealthy because I'm a master in maneuvering business deals. You know, I'm a successful businessman because I think far quicker and better than any other businessman. You know, I'm a wealthy, successful businessman because I can quickly put up transactions together. Others cannot do it. As soon as you say this, others cannot do it, you are looking down upon others. And as soon as you say, I did it, I am brilliant, I am so good that I can maneuver business transactions and I can do import, export, I can work with Forex and I can maneuver transport, put deals together, put contracts together, put business transactions together. I, ego, then the man is destroyed. But if a person just turns it around, that I and says, I make shukr to Allah, I give thanks to Allah, and I do this daily. That is why ulama ikram say that read 2 rakats daily nafil salat, praising Allah for giving you the talent. And once a person does this, but rather unfortunate, the person who is got this talent, he does not even want to bow before Allah Ta'ala, make ruku sijda to Allah, let alone making 2 rakats nafil salat. So a person, when he says, you see, I'm brilliant, you see all these degrees I got, this is my hard work. And then you will find that this person becomes arrogant, he looks down upon others, walks around like I'm the most qualified. And the degree I got, the degrees I got, the talent I got is so good that, you know, what are the others? What the others know? As soon as this quality, what do the others know? I am better than them and I did this with my own sweat and this is because I got it for myself. This is my effort. My effort, my sacrifice, my energy, my synergy, my. Once my comes, ego comes, this person, yeah, is not deserving, as per Allah saying, that this person is not deserving to be classified as a human being. Why? Because he is looking down upon the other creations of Allah. He is looking down upon what Allah has given others. So the solution for this pride, which we have first recognized, when sin is not recognized as sin, we go nowhere. When a person does not realize that I am missing salat and it is a sin, he cannot find the remedy. When a person does not realize I am not giving my zakat, I am sinful, then this person here cannot rectify the situation. The greatest difficulty we have is that we do not recognize sin as sin. When the person does not realize that, listen, that batil is spreading, and if a person is directly involved with an organization spreading batil, deviation, Shiaism, Salafism, Mamatism, kufr and shirk, and evil speakers, then that person will not be able to set his organization right. If a person does not realize that music is a sin, how is he going to abstain from it? If a person does not realize intermingling of sexes is a sin, how is he going to rectify the situation? If a person does not realize that photography is a sin, how is he going to rectify the situation? If a person does not realize that, listen, I as a man cannot go to the female for a haircut, how is he going to rectify the situation? If a person does not realize that I cannot shake hands with females, how is he going to rectify the situation? If a person does not realize that I cannot flirt and giggle and laugh and be friendly with females, how is he going to rectify the situation? If a person does not realize that I'm not in hijab and that's a sin, life to rectify it, how is that person going to rectify the situation? A person does not realize that I have to enjoy what is good, forbid what is evil. If the person does not realize I'm not doing that jihad, how is he going to rectify the situation? So if a person does not realize I got pride, how the person is going to rectify? So one is what we have to do, that look at ourselves in the mirror and say, see, I have been damaged by pride. For example, when you are sick bodily and when you go to the doctor and he diagnoses correctly, then you make headway biologically, physically, medically. Then there is some cure. Then they give you the proper medication. These days when a person is getting infection upon infection, why they take so many blood samples? They want to identify exactly what are the germs. And they want to identify that germ will react to this drug. So they give you the right drug. So you get cured. So it has to be identification of disease. It has to be identification of illness. It has to be identification of the ailment. It has to be identification of the problem to cure the problem. Most walk around proudly, and shaitan has given us a deception. Because shaitan, he makes us feel that what we're doing is correct. That he colors, decorates our evil actions. And then in this deception, we cannot see that, listen, I'm a proud person. That is why the cure is what? Humility, shukr. If we recognize, realize that, listen, shaitan is making me proud. And once we realize that shaitan is making me proud, we'll be able to address it. Other than that, we have very little chance. And when someone tells us, listen, I think you are a proud person. And this whole series is about what? To recognize that, listen, you could be a proud person. And if you are a proud person, then first of all, you yourself, I myself, must come to terms with it. I've got a problem. I've got a spiritual problem. Just like when a person has got a medical problem, then he takes the medication. And when he takes the medication, inshallah, he is cured. Similarly, when you address the problem and you take the medication is what? I will do it with sincerity, with humility, with meekness, only for the pleasure of Allah. I will do it with taqwa and taharat, only for the pleasure of Allah. I will do it with mercy and compassion, only for the pleasure of Allah. I will do it with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in full obedience to the sharia of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only for Allah. I will make shukr and I will have humility in my action, only for the pleasure of Allah. And I will remove this pride from the heart and throw it away in the dustbin. Then you will see how much more barakah Allah Ta'ala will give. How much more goodness Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give. Then you will see how much of felicity and peace and tranquility will come into the heart. Provided, I told you, respected listeners, we do not look down upon people. We do not say, I bring egoism, and we run away from those actions that create pride. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.